This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
الشهيد وكما يقول بعض العلماء وعلى رأس الشهداء وسيدهم الحسين عليه السلام.
As some ulama put it, the head and the chief of the martyrs is Imam al-Hussein. He hasn't sacrificed his life.
ما شما همون بچه‌ای نیستید که به در و دیوار سنگرادو می‌نوشتید مشق ما رو امام حسین مشخص.
Aren't you those people who wrote on the walls of their trenches that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has given me my military?
All of this prideful land, all of this soil, this homeland is a field of tulips.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Ahmad Kazemi. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Ahmad Kazemi was valorous, faithful, committed, and fearless ever since he was a little child. During the Iranian sacred defense, he quickly drew attention and the popular forces automatically accepted him as their commander. Shahid Kazemi experienced commandership for the first time in the Farsiyat fronts. People became fond of him day by day, and his creativities would increase day by day. Little by little, Shahid Kazemi and the Farsiyat fronts became the center of attention of all the war fronts, and his guerrilla tactics with his group, which consisted of tens of people, turned the fronts of Fayaziya into a nightmare for the enemies. Soon, he and his men became proverbial among all other fronts. At that time, no one would have thought that this well-built youth of Najafabad would one day become a commander of the Fayaziya fronts, that one day he would become one of the pillars of the war and the IRGC. The commanders of the Ba'athist army and the powerful divisions of Iraq would not stand a chance against him. This can only be possible if someone has a strong faith in God and relies only on God and no one else. Something which Shahid Ahmad Kazemi had. And now, Sayyid Hashim al-Haydari talks about the culture of martyrdom.
الشهيد وكما يقول بعض العلماء وعلى رأس الشهداء وسيدهم الحسين عليه السلام لم يعطي دمه
As some ulama put it, the head and the chief of the martyrs is Imam al-Husayn. He hasn't sacrificed his life just for the earth. He was higher than earth. Humans are higher than earth, and especially the infallibles. Imam al-Husayn hasn't given his blood for the sake of a tree or a river or a valley. Imam al-Husayn sacrificed his life for the sake of Islam. This is why he said this famous sermon, "Farewell to Islam, if the Ummah shall be governed by someone like Yazid." When someone like Yazid gets the power and you did farewell to Islam, at that time you find Hussein and those martyrs like Hussein. For he said, "Someone like me will never pay allegiance to someone like Yazid." And so I read in these beautiful posters of martyrs, it is written, "A martyr from Karbala of Iraq," because there's also a Karbala in Lebanon, another Karbala in Iran, a Karbala in Nigeria, a Karbala in Yemen. True, the city of Karbala is just one, but the battlefields of Karbala are many. That's why it is famously said, every land is Karbala and every day is Ashura. The day of martyrdom is to them the day of Ashura. The earth upon which they fell is a Karbala for them.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to another program of The Teacher. Shahid Ahmad Kazemi, one of the greatest Iranian martyrs of Islam, was very thirsty for martyrdom. The supreme leader of Iran gave him 3 medals of victory. In the mid-2005, he was appointed as the commander of the Iranian ground forces by the commander-in-chief of the IRGC. In his last meeting with the supreme leader of Iran, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, he urgently requested him to pray for his martyrdom because his spirit could no longer tolerate staying in this world. On the night of his martyrdom, he held a meeting, and while feeling a great deal of regret for not being martyred and how all his comrades had gone, said, "My dear friends, we're greatly indebted to the martyrs. We must make a lot of effort. In the Rahiyan Nur expeditions, we must talk about all martyrs, whether they were from the army, IRGC, or Basij. Do not talk about yourselves, talk about others. The air forces of the army, the aviation of the army, Havaniruz, the martyrs of the army." In the morning of his martyrdom, he went to the northwestern region of Iran. The plane carrying him crashed, and he, along with several other people who comprised forces of the IRGC and even reporters, were martyred. And now, the voice of Shahid Kazemi and the English translation of his words.
من شما همون بچه‌ای نیستید که به در و دیوار سنگرادو می‌نوشتید مشق ما رو امام حسین مشخص کرده.
Aren't you those people who wrote on the walls of their trenches that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has given me my military drills? Now today, our military drills are given to us by our leader and commander, Ayatollah Khamenei. What honor is greater than this? If we really want to show our love and interest in our leader, it is for sure during our fulfillment of our duties and our sacrifices. We have to struggle hard and spend our time on this path up to the day we are healthy and we can walk. We have to think carefully too. This is how we can show our love toward a leader today.
اگر نیرو زمینی نیرو زمینی سپاه پاسداران انقلاب اسلامی نیرو زمینی حسن باقری و مهدی باقری
If the land forces of the Iranian Islamic National Guard Corps be like the ones of Shahid Hassan Baqiri, Mahdi Baqiri, Ibrahim Hemmat and Mutawassilian, then be sure that neither America nor any power greater than him can damage Iran. Today, we are an ocean of experience. Do not tell yourself the U.S. has such and such military power. The U.S. can't do a damn thing. Know for sure that the U.S. can't face the land forces of the Iranian Islamic National Guard Corps and is defeated in war against Iran. The U.S. forces are happy with their military equipment, but their equipment can last only for a limited time. The U.S. forces and their military equipment will be defeated by the willpower of the men of Allah. This is something which has been repeated during history.
در مقابل اراده آدمایی که برای خدا کار میکنن شکست میخوره. شک نکنید در تاریخ بوده.
And now, Sister Zainab talks about the importance of respecting the status of a shaheed.
All of this prideful land, all of this soil, this homeland is a field of tulips. Wherever you are, in every corner of this soil, open up your eyes and watch your step, for you may trample the blood of a tulip. Martyrs are forever alive. They were like doves who flew into the sky and became eternal. Doves who heard the call of their Lord and responded to his call with complete sincerity. The matchless heroes of this land pulled the green fields of their country out of the iron fist of the hostile enemy. Although their footsteps forever remain on the shoulders of time, they are forever living, and the road which they have opened up in front of us makes us aware of our responsibility in every moment of life. Leaving is not always bitter. Sometimes, leaving gives the glad tidings of reaching the destination from the very start. There is no fear. God is watching us from above. There is no fear. The believers are always superior. So do not weaken and do not grieve, and you will be superior if you are true believers. The Holy Quran, Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 139.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Ahmad Kazemi. If you have any comments or questions, send an email to us at englishradio@irib.ir. And visit our website, which is parsetoday.com. And if you click on the link on the top right corner of the page, Call of Islam, you can listen to this program as well as our other programs. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.